thing about the joint album with Beyonce? That's all I have in my notes.
You missed the Grammy Award announcements yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Him and the little guy, Bruno Mars, have the most Grammy nominations.
Yes, they do. And this is actually the first time that Jay-Z has been nominated. Because he's never been nominated as a solo artist for a Grammy.
Oh, that's true.
So he got 7 nominations. Bruno Mars, he had 7 or 6. I think he also got 7.
Bruno Mars, I love him so much.
And Childish Gambino, I don't know what that is, but he got 6. He's up there too. What is a Childish Gambino? I don't know.
He's a rapper, and you're so old.
Kendrick Lamar got a bunch, too. I know who Kendrick Lamar is. The Childish Gambino, sorry, not familiar with his body of work.
Honestly, I'm not either, but I know who he is because I'm not 70 like you.
I'm not 70. I just don't have time for Childish Gambino. I'm sorry.
You're kind of 70.
No, I'm nowhere near 70.
Israel.
Good place to keep away from. Israel. Yeah, don't know. Should, but don't.
The Trump administration is considering moving the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And that's kind of causing some national security implications, and it may block any genuine revival of an Arab-Israeli peace plan. They're basically saying that it would signal U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, which Palestinians would not like. And Vice President Mike Pence confirmed in a speech this week that the administration is very close to pushing this issue.
Is there something wrong with the current embassy?
Probably just Trump hasn't gotten retweeted enough this week. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, could we just leave it where it is and not stir up the hornet's nest?
I was gonna say, not stir up like the most volatile area of the world. That's why I'm sorry I stumbled over saying that, but I just sit there being like, not that there's
any legitimate hope for peace between these two groups of people.
Oh, absolutely not.
But
never. Since I was 9, I've been hearing about this.
Don't poke the bear is what I'm saying. Don't poke the bear. There is no reason to poke the bear. Star shower.
I have no idea.
I didn't expect you to get that one. They are the folks that make those laser projectors that you can buy for your house. You haven't seen this at the store. You haven't seen this when you're driving around at night. You're going by a house and there's like weird red and green lights all over it.
Oh, those stupid things. Yeah.
I bring this up because as a public service announcement, noticing what's going on around the area, I feel that I have to take us back to the year 2016 and my initial thoughts on the laser projector, just on the off chance that you are thinking of buying one.
Completely over the new trend of the red and green lights that are shadowed onto the house. I hate it.
I'm saving this. Here's a preview of the first show in January, our best of show, because I am going to name this as the best hillbilly holiday accessory of 2016.
Wait, not the blow-up inflatable Santa with the gun?
We've had those for a while. The blow-up crap is nothing new. This is the most appalling holiday decoration of the last 40 years, okay? You have to go back to the aluminum tree with the color wheel that made it appear to change from yellow to blue to red to green to find something as obnoxious as these freaking Christmas laser lights. If you have it on your home, take it down right now and go sit in the basement in shame until 2017. This is the tackiest piece of garbage to be foisted on the American people in decades. It looks awful. How can you look at your home and not realize that it looks awful? Your neighbors are laughing at you. When you don't get invited to the block party this year, get invited to any of the neighbors' parties this year, it's because you got the freaking laser light on your house. There is some guy over in Stoneham who's got his entire house. Mm-hmm. He's got them on all four sides. Not another single light, okay? It looks like Chernobyl. Because you got this dark, drab house with all these glowing lights all over it. And it's like, there's nothing festive about this. It's not Christmas. It's a cheap-ass laser that you should be ashamed to buy. Stores that sell this to you should be ashamed to stock it.
Mm-hmm. There's actually an infomercial for it now.
I hate this product so much. And you know what? You know one of the things is about this? If you know somebody who's got that inflatable crap all over their lawns, mm-hmm, and those goddamn cheap-ass candy canes that they sell at Lowe's for, like, you know, 20 of them for $5, mm-hmm, like, spread out like it's a fence all over the place, they got one of these freaking laser projectors, too.
I actually went to a family party this weekend. Also, another family member lives on that street, and I just held my head in horror, noticing their house was covered in them.
You ruined Christmas. Go home. You ruined Christmas.
Go to your red and green spotted.
Holy cow. Yeah, it. The canes are bad enough. The canes are terrible. But these things, oh my God, it's an affront to the holidays. That was a holiday public service announcement from your friends of the Big Picture and WMFO. No lasers.
Friends, no lasers.
Friends don't let friends have the lasers.
Mm-mm. How dare you?
Your turn.
My turn. I just had it. Oh, Slobodan Prajak.
Oh, he's the 72-year-old former Bosnian general.
Mm-hmm.
He was at The Hague yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He was on TV. Mm-hmm. He was being convicted for war crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled out a glass and drank something and said, quote, "I just drank poison. I am not a war criminal."
I was going to say, he screamed, "I am not a war criminal."
I oppose this conviction, and then died. Because apparently you can bring poison to your trial at The Hague now.
I was going to say, that's really impressive. That was my biggest giant question mark floating over my head about this is, how did he just randomly have poison in his pocket when he's on trial?
Apparently they said they search everybody for metal, but when it comes to things like liquids and pills and all the rest of that, like, you can bring in whatever you want. Nobody's really, because no one had committed suicide during a court proceeding.
In the middle of
previously.
A court proceeding.
Yeah. So, you know, 2 points for standing up for what you believe in. Unfortunately, you're not going to be around to get those accolades. So
yeah, right?
Maybe not the best way to go. 72, he led an evil life. I don't think anything of value was lost. This is a guy, by the way, who was accused of mass murder, rape.
Oh, yeah. He was accused
ethnic of cleansing. Not a good guy.
Terrible things.
Yeah.
And, well, what's crazy is that all of it was actually broadcast over the course of Bosnia and Croatia. And oh my goodness. Yeah, it was all streamed live.
I'm sure a lot of people were happy to see that. They were like, hey, that's...
Yeah, like, good.
That's good.
That saves us a lot of money.
Yeah.
And
don't have to worry about that guy anymore.
Taking a prisoner.
Last one. Complicit.
Is a good thing to be if the cause is just?
No. I don't think it's ever good to be complicit.
Sometimes it's good to be complicit.
That's complacent.
Oh, yeah.
Complicit. Not good to be complacent either. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
Yeah. What are you talking about? I don't know.
Dictionary.com's word of the year.
Complicit.
Complicit. You know why it's dictionary.com's word of the year?
Because Trump's president.
Russians, Russians, Russians. Comrades. But not just Russians, 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 but also Weinstein, Weinstein, Weinstein. A lot of people apparently have been complicit this year, and that's driven people to the dictionary to find out what does that word means.
Oh, yes. I totally thought you were saying complacent.
No, complicit.
Yes. No, complicit is absolutely not a good thing to be.
Not a good word of the year. Not a good look for 2017.
I mean, honestly, none of 2017 has been a good look, if we're being frank.
It's really not 2017's problem, though, because all of these things took place before 2017, and we're just finding out about them now. So people were complicit in prior years. This will be the year of the complicity watershed and the complicity tipping point, after which we will no longer be complicit. One would hope.
That was a lot of complicit.
Yes.
That was a complainant amount of complicit.
It's because I can use that word in a sentence. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. WMFO Medford is the radio station. The Big Picture is the show. Derek Gary and Shea Spillane are the hosts. On the Town with Mikey D is what comes up at 9 o'clock tonight with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. When we come back, there's been a lot of stuff said about net neutrality lately by people who have no idea what they're talking about.
Quite true.
So we're going to help you understand what the FCC is actually going to do, what it likely means, and why you should stop getting your opinions from people on the internet. In most cases. Might be one or two people out there that actually know what they're talking about.
But by and large.
If you listen to this show on the internet, you should absolutely get your opinions here because they are bulletproof.
From one of the two people.
Flawless. Yes. Yes. It varies from show to show. Mostly it's Shay, but occasionally it's me. Very rarely I say something valuable. So we will have that. This next song, I have to issue a reminder. 2 weeks from tonight, I believe, is the date. Yes. 2 weeks from tonight. The next in the series of holiday music battles between myself and Chris Earle will be taking place at this very time on these very airwaves. It will be starting earlier. The show starts at 5. The music battle will start at 6. 10 rounds to see who's got the best Christmas songs for 2017.
Bum, bum, bum.
I got a couple of really, really good songs.
I'm very intrigued.
I got a couple of really good songs on the list this year. Real good stuff. But this song won me around last year. And this is actually a very old song. So we're going to get a visit from Christmas Past and welcome in the holiday season with the Harmony Grits.
Hi, it's Christmas time and Santa is coming.
Debbie Reynolds. If you're catching up on everything you put off during the holidays, I hope you'll take a few moments out to answer your Christmas seal letter, if you haven't done so already. Remember, it's never too late to answer your Christmas seal letter. It's a matter of life and breath.
Okay, gang. So, chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But, just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So, who's gonna do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WMFO. You are listening to The Big Picture. I'm Shay Spillane. With me, as always, is my buddy Derek Gary. We're going to be here with you till 9 o'clock if you want to give us a call at 815-915-9636. And we are about to talk about our main issue of the day, which a lot of you have no idea what it is.
No. I read about it on the internet. It must be true.
But we're talking about net neutrality. The FCC is thinking of undoing net neutrality next month. There's a vote up for that. But for those of you, Derek, you probably can explain it better than I can.
Well, let's see if we can start with sort of the basic understanding here. What does net neutrality mean to you, Shay Spillane?
Well, it means it's kind of the same as like if a television show is on a network that's owned by the same company as Coca-Cola and they let you see the Coca-Cola products on the show, but if someone has a Pepsi, they blur it out. It's kind of the same thing, whereas with net neutrality, it basically prevents companies from who provide internet service from offering preferential treatment to websites, companies, what have you, that help them out, that their content is helpful to. It basically it stops the monopolization of internet.
This and what you've given is the basic naive argument that everybody works from in all of this, which is
ouch,
that we have some sort of grand protection in place that prevents broadband internet service providers. These are the people that bring the internet to your home. This is not, and this is one of the important things to understand about this debate. No one is talking about mobile here. None of this applies to wireless. This only applies to broadband carriers. That's the first thing that you need to get straight when you're talking about net neutrality.
Who uses that anymore?
Well,
I guess businesses do.
Your Netflix connection at home is probably coming through broadband, okay? So there's one set of rules that applies to broadband. There's a different set of rules that applies to wireless. And it has everything to do with how that information is transmitted down the line. Your broadband connection uses actual physical infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
High tension lines or cable lines or whatever it happens to be.
Something connected to a wall.
Correct. Or is sitting on a pole outside your home. But mm-hmm. something that connects to the place where you live and brings the internet down a wire into your house. This is the only area that's going to be affected by net neutrality, quote unquote, or we should call it by its proper name. 2015, against the wishes of some including former Secretary of State John Kerry, the Obama administration decided to extend Title II, what's known as Title II, regulation that covers, under the Telecommunications Act, that covers cable companies to the internet. Basically saying, you are a utility. And because you are a utility, there are limits on what you can charge and what you can promise, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They didn't actually define what any of those limits were. They just said, you are now a utility. So Comcast, Verizon, Cox, Charter, Time Warner, all the cable, RCN, whatever cable company you can think of. The federal government in 2015 said, you are now a utility. You are regulated. And all of these companies, particularly the smaller ones, put their hands up and said, what does that mean? And the chairman of the FCC at the time said,
nothing.
I don't know. I don't know. That was his answer. I don't know what that means. But don't do the bad thing. He didn't say those words exactly, but that's pretty much...
It was implicated.
So everybody stopped spending money on their networks. Everybody stopped developing. Because they didn't know if they could. They didn't know what was legal. They didn't know what was going to be allowed. Because suddenly they have all of this regulation in place where there hadn't been any. And this was allegedly in the name of doing, Shay, what you just described, which is making sure that everybody has access to everything on the internet.
I would say to everything.
Yeah. That there are...
Regardless of who's... what umbrella it falls under.
Right. That Comcast isn't going to make you pay more if you want to use Facebook. They can't do that. Mm-hmm. Comcast has to give access to WikiLeaks. They can't just block it arbitrarily and say, no, we don't want our customers to see that. Comcast, by the way, is one of the reasons that this rule was even put in place.
Yeah.
They had blocked access to BitTorrent sites, citing the amount of data that BitTorrent users were consuming, at which point the FCC turned around and said, no, you can't do that. There was one other thing that happened when that 2015 regulation was put in place. The Federal Trade Federal Trade Commission, the company that, or the organization in the government, I shouldn't call it a company, Federal Trade Commission, the government body that is tasked with consumer protection in interstate commerce, that is tasked with protecting your privacy online, had all of its power stripped. No longer had any authority whatsoever to regulate how internet service providers gather data about you or use that data.
How comforting.
Because as a regulated utility, it now fell under the FCC's purview. And the FCC, according to the courts, didn't really have the authority to look into that either.
That's...
So Ajit Pai, who is the current FCC commissioner, has basically said, let's get rid of this 2015 action. It hasn't done anything positive. It hasn't achieved
for
anything.
For them, anyway.
Well, it hasn't done anything positive. All it has done is create negatives. So we're going to go back to the way things were in 2015. Reasonable, Shay? I know 2015 was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. It was so long ago. I can't even remember what color my hair was then.
America was more innocent. Donald Trump hadn't been elected president.
I was saying America was more innocent. That's actually quite accurate.
Harvey Weinstein was still making movies.
Yeah.
Matt Lauer came
Matt
into
Lauer
our homes.
Matt Lauer was America's sweetheart.
Every morning. And we went to bed. We fell asleep listening to Charlie Rose.
Only after we watched Louis C.K. do stand-up.
That's correct.
Well, that's it. I've gotten very disheartened with the state of everything. This is just another example of... I mean... It's another example of, okay, well, this isn't doing anything for us, this small majority. Let's push it in our favor, regardless of who it hurts.
Now, one of the things that people don't necessarily get about the current rules and regulations, there's a whole history of this, where Congress is basically trying to protect the rights of consumers. And One of the big ones came in 2010. It was called the Open Internet Order. And this is Congress attempting to legislate and regulate net neutrality. And there were four aspects of this. One was that there would be no blocking or unreasonable discrimination, a requirement that service providers publicly disclose accurate information about what you're getting when you pay. And there were a couple of other things in here. You couldn't put together bundles was one of those things. Well, in 2014, the D.C. courts, an appeals court in Washington, D.C., said, nope, you can't you don't have the power to enforce those blocking rules or those discrimination rules. So the courts basically said, if cable companies want to charge people $1 million for service in a rural area, or just not give it to them at all, nothing you can do about
that. Yeah, they can do it.
If they want to have bundled packages and charge people more money for access to certain sites, they can do that. You don't have the authority to regulate that. So stop me if you've heard this one before, Shay. We're going to have to pay more for Facebook and Google and the sites that we like.
Jesus Christo. No, I have... I mean, I have and I haven't. It's... Everywhere you turn, there's somebody who controls something who is trying to get more money or more power or both out of you. I won't be surprised if I wake up tomorrow and they're charging for Facebook in general.
Don't think for a second that Mark Zuckerberg has not had that thought go through his head. But here's the flip side of it. You know why he hasn't? Because there is nothing there of value.
Mm-hmm.
And if they started charging for Facebook, the number of users of Facebook would drop by 80% overnight. 80% is if you charge so much as a penny for Facebook, maybe it would only be 60% that left. But if you tried to charge a monthly fee for Facebook, 80% of your users, gone.
Well, what's crazy is even if you type net neutrality into Google or whatever search engine is still free, there's actually literally a website called savetheinternet.com.
Yes, because the internet as we know it is going to end.
Evidently so.
As we know it, Shay, the internet is going to end.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they have a why, what, when, take action, donate.
So what's the when is it going to end? Do they give us the exact date when it's going to end?
I'd say they have a when. Let me look.
And are North Korean ICBMs somehow involved in this?
Timeline of the neutrality fight.
No. I want to know when it's going to end. They said it's going to end as we know it. There has to be a date. You can't make that statement and then not give me a date when the internet as I know it is going to end.
Wait, I've got it. September 10th. Da, 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 da. President. Oh, this is old. Yeah, they thought it was going to end before Donald Trump became president.
So oh.
I guess it's not entirely accurate.
So that didn't happen, huh? The end of the world is nigh. Someday somebody's going to be right.
Yeah.
Until that day, we're
going to
make fun of the
people that aren't.
I'm really
sad it wasn't the Mayans. I was totally rooting for them. And yeah. I remember I was totally planning on the world ending on December 21st, 2012. And I lived my life that way. And then when it didn't, I was like, shoot, I have to like do stuff now.
There were some people who
really,
found them.
I was really hell-bent on that being the end.
There were some people who found themselves facing real financial consequences as a result of that whole thing. But hey, YOLO. So, see, I'm not 70. I can say YOLO.
That makes you sound 70.
So, we don't have an end date for the internet because it's not going to happen. Because all that this is going to do is remove the 2015 Title II regulations and take us back to what life was like in 2015, which I think we can all agree was a simpler, happier time in America. Of course.
In America generally, yeah.
Of course, we will re-enter
my life was kind of crappy, but...
We will re-enter our 2015 internet state with all of the knowledge that we have today. So things will still be bad, but the internet will still look the same way that it's going to look. So Let's see if you've heard any of these others. My favorite website is going to be blocked. You heard that one, Shay?
Which website?
Just as a general argument against net neutrality. My favorite website is going to be blocked. Who's going to do that?
Nobody.
In whose interest is it to say...
I would say that's the thing, is especially given the revolving door syndrome, given how many people sit on the boards of various other corporations that trickle down into these various other organizations, it's in no one's best interest to close down anything.
There won't be any rural internet coverage.
Shucks.
There isn't now.
I was going to say, no more pictures of corn.
Yeah, there isn't any now. But net neutrality has done the quote-unquote, we should call it quote-unquote net neutrality as exists today, has done nothing in the last 2 years to improve access to the internet for anyone in the United States.
Yeah. It's been the exact same pretty much since, like I said, I cite the beginning of the internet being like a big booming thing as 1995, other than website developments like Amazon and Facebook and what have you. It hasn't really changed in terms of access, other than, you know, there's Wi-Fi now.
There's one argument that I can make in favor of keeping the regulations. One.
Bring it.
And it's not an argument that you've heard anyplace else, because it's actually a real argument and not some fear scenario. If you live in an apartment building, your internet service provider is chosen for you by virtue of living in that building. Because the way that it's set up right now, there's one fiber going in, there's one company that controls it. Those customers should have some measure of defense against the actions of a corporation, because choice is removed for them. It's not like everybody out in the suburbs where it's like, if I get fed up with Verizon, I can call Comcast. And if I get fed up with Comcast, I can go get a Dish. You know, if I live in an apartment building, I get whatever cable is coming into the building, and I have no say over what they charge for that. That's an area where we probably need some regulation. But for everybody else, we have choice. We have competition. We have a free market system that works. But what we also have is all of this fear-mongering from people who haven't read the legislation, by the way. I don't think Mark Ruffalo has sat down and read all of the FCC letters.
I love that that's who you bring up.
And the past legislation. I don't think George Takei, who's over in Japan right now avoiding sexual harassment.
Oh, no, I emailed it to him.
Did he read it, though?
Oh, I don't know.
That's the thing. It's like you can send it to him and say, hey, you should read this. And then he comes back and says, well, did you read it? Well, he's not going to answer that question. We don't know.
I call him GTAC.
Cher may have actually read. I think Cher keeps herself pretty well informed.
Yes.
I think Cher spends a lot of time reading government documents and saying, you know what? What does this mean to me?
I was going to say, when you have that much money, you really, really, really want to be up.
And what does this mean for America? Mm-hmm. Has George Clooney taken a position on this?
I believe it was behind his wife with her bent over.
Ah, well.
That was his position.
Could be. Well, she's pregnant, so. Or is she? No, they have the kids.
Hey, you can still do that.
Has she had the kids yet?
I don't know. I don't care. I don't care about that stuff. Unlike, you know.
See, George Clooney is somebody. Women. George Clooney is somebody that I would actually listen to, because
he's so suave and debonair.
No, because George Clooney actually understands the things that he talks
about.
And
he's actually a smart guy.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is like so many people in Hollywood are like, oh, this cause is like so important to me. But George Clooney is actually, when you listen to him speak, he doesn't sound like a moron.
No.
He sounds like someone who's... When he speaks about something, it's because he knows about it and because he cares about it.
And if you look at the causes that he embraces, they're not the same causes that everyone else is at. He goes after like legitimate injustice and stuff. He is a former Batman, and those are Batman virtues that he's putting forward. So former Batman George Clooney.
Former Batman.
Is someone.
God, I wish I could have that said about me.
Is someone who I would absolutely listen to. If George Clooney came out and said, this is my position on net neutrality, I'd be like, I want to know what this is, because I know he's read up on it. I know he knows what he's talking about. You know what George Clooney's position is on net neutrality?
What's that?
Nobody knows.
hadn't said a word about it.
Well, former Batman Chase Blaine is very interested to
find out.
You were
not a former Batman.
I really want to be, though.
No, you were not a former Batman.
No, but I really, really want to
be. Doesn't matter. You cannot misrepresent. What are you, Brian Williams? do you want to get packed off to MSNBC? Is that where you want to wind up?
No, please don't.
I'm saving your career here. You'd wind up on MSNBC in between the new Matt Lauer evening show and the 11th hour with Brian Williams. Nobody wants to be there.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Nobody wants to be there.
Nobody wants to be there.
So, most of what you're being told about this... Most of what you're hearing about this...
Is bull thing we can't say on the radio.
Is nonsense. Mm-hmm. And what it really is... And one of the interesting things to me about this, all this argument against net neutrality, there's a couple of things. Number one, there was all of this overwhelming negativity. You know, everybody's against it. Everybody's against it. The FCC received a record number of comments about this net neutrality. Well, Pew Research Center did an investigation of all those comments and found out that the vast majority of them, 57% of them, came from temporary or duplicate email addresses. And seven comments accounted for 38% of submissions. In other words, of the 21.7 million comments submitted, only 6% were unique. Which means 94% of them
were pretend.
Were fakes.
Yeah.
Bot traffic, repeats, programmatic, generated. Most Americans don't care.
Well, and I think that's the biggest thing, too, is that in so many cases like this, with so many issues in general, there's this whole rile up. And it's always, number one, people who don't actually know what the hell they're talking about. And number two, in the end, it's really not going to affect your life that much. Like, so often, it's all just, I want to be mad because this is something to be mad about. Not, this is an actual cause. And don't get me wrong, there are plenty of times when people get riled up about something that is an actual cause. But a lot of times people get angry about something when they don't even know what's going on.
445,000 of those comments came from Russian email addresses. It's the Russians again. It's always the Russians. The Russians, the Russians, the Russians. Now they're messing with our net neutrality. When will it ever end? All of these horror stories that you're hearing. The internet as we know it is coming to an end. You're going to have to pay more. You won't be able to access your favorite site. They're going to put bundles together. Every bit of this is speculation that is based on nothing more than someone's overactive imagination. Because prior to 2015, no internet service provider, no broadband provider in the country had done anything like that. The only thing that had happened where the FCC actually got involved was with Comcast, as I mentioned earlier, attempted to block access to BitTorrent sites.
Yeah.
And the FCC, when they found out about it, told Comcast, you can't do that. And that's illegal.
I was saying that was the basis of all of this starting.
And that was illegal downloads that they were trying to stop. That was illegal downloads and child pornography.
Which theoretically, not that terrible thing to stop.
And other sorts of bad things that, yeah, they probably should have. But their rationale for stopping it was, these people are using too much data. And the FCC said, we don't care how much data they use. You sold them a line going to their house and said, go use the internet.
I love that's so beautifully American. Is like you said, it was like illegal music downloads and child porn. And the reason that they wanted to stop it was because they were using too much data.
Yeah.
And nothing to do with the actual things that they were downloading.
No, Comcast just didn't like you going over your bandwidth limits.
Ay, ay, ay.
There was, it was Comcast or Verizon, one of them, was throttling download speeds. This was a mobile case, actually. One of the mobile providers was throttling download speeds if they had an unlimited plan. And if you went too high above average use, like you started downloading like 98 gigs a month, they would throttle your speed until the end of the month. When consumers found out about that, they were furious.
Naturally.
A lot of them just left, and a lot of them called the FCC. The FCC got involved in that. This is the ultimate reality here. Net neutrality rules exist to solve a problem that only exists theoretically. If we don't have this rule in place, companies might do this. Companies might make you pay to access Facebook. Believe me, Mark Zuckerberg is the only person that is ever going to be allowed to charge anyone for Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
No backbone provider, no broadband internet company is ever going to get away with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike Zuckerberg will rain hellfire and destruction down upon you if you try and take Facebook away from people, because that's his business model. Same thing with Google.
And that's the lifeblood of it, is that they advertise and that's how they make their money, which is naturally the lifeblood of so many different companies, internet and otherwise.
Can I tell you that the guys that run Verizon and Time Warner and Charter and Cox and all these other communication companies are way more afraid of Mark Zuckerberg and Sergey Brin than they are of the federal government? They're way more afraid of Jeff Bezos than they are of the federal government. Because in the private sector, you can spend as much as you want on lawyers. And you can do whatever you want to take down your enemy. Yeah. Government has to play by the rules. Government has to go through committees and appeals processes. Nope, Google's just going to come in and get a nice, big, fat summary judgment against you. So nobody's going to create...
And slap you in the back of the head and send you on your way.
Nobody's creating any paid bundles, kids. Nobody's going to start charging extra for you to get to certain websites. Because the websites that everybody goes to rely on a free and open internet because it supports their advertising model. If they start losing users, they start losing money.
I say so, and the whole system will break down, and not just for Mark Zuckerberg, not just for Google, not just for Amazon, for everything. It all trickles downward. So think about it. Like, I mean, even comedians advertise on Facebook and Google and Amazon and fill in the blank, and it all collapses from the top.
I know 2015 seems like a long time ago.
It really does.
Seems like a distant memory.
I lived in that terrible desert wasteland in 2015.
It's hard to believe.
It feels like a million years ago.
There once was an America where Barack Obama was president. And Donald Trump was just a windbag on the internet.
Oh, I missed that.
Where Britain was part of the European Union. Where you could
back
go
when they were smart.
Where you could go to a concert outside in Vegas without getting shot at. Where Mark Halperin was producing documentaries about politics for NBC.
Where
and
Miley
Showtime.
Cyrus wasn't such a slut.
Yeah. It was a simpler, gentler, kinder America. And the internet worked. And the internet worked for everybody. That's what we want to go back to.
We did this to ourselves.
It's 2015.
America.
Get rid of some needless regulations that exists to solve problems that are only theoretical. And here's the thing. Here's your worst case scenario. You repeal the 2015 Act. And Comcast turns around and they're like, we're coming up with 20 tiers of internet service. And if you want Facebook, you got to pay an extra $50 a month. And if you want Netflix, you got to pay an extra $30 a month, and on and on and on. And they go out and they do this. And nobody follows suit. And they lose all their customers.
Mm-hmm.
With one exception. Those poor bastards in the apartment buildings who have no choice
but to use Comcast
over where they get their broadband access. They now have to go to the FCC and say, do you see what these clowns are doing? Do you see what they're doing? Do you see how they are raking us over the coals just so we can use Facebook? Everybody else in the city is getting Facebook for free. But because I live in multimillionaire millennial tower, I got to pay $70 a month to get Facebook. It's an outrage. At which point the FCC will say, yes, that is an unfair business practice.
That is absolutely an outrage. Let's repeal this.
We'll pass a regulation to fix that.
And that's
your worst case scenario.
And a very unlikely one as well.
Yeah.
For the sheer fact that it would be fiscally irresponsible on the behalf of Comcast.
It probably would not surprise you, Shay, if I told you that a lot of the people who oppose rolling back net neutrality also oppose the concept of capitalism and the idea of capitalism, because they look at capitalists and they say all capitalists are evil, all businesses are evil, all businesses are greedy and ruthless, and all they want is to abuse me and take my money. That's not entirely untrue. Those corporations exist.
I love that you're like, yeah, I mean, I see your point.
Those corporations do exist, but there's a check on the corporations, and it is known as the consumer, and it is known as the free market. So when these bad ideas get floated by companies, you may remember Bank of America was going to start charging people a monthly fee a few years back mm-hmm. for maintaining a bank account.
They actually still do that.
They were looking at some pretty ridiculous fees. They lost 14% of their customers overnight. Guess what happened? The fees went away. Mm-hmm. Because as much as these companies may not care about you as an individual, they care about you as a number in their system.
I would say they care about you insofar as just like a prisoner has a prison number. They don't care about you as Shay Spillane or Derek Gary.
No.
They care about you as this is one person. If you complain about getting beaten by a prison guard, they're going to do something about that because you are one of the numbers that they have.
They care about your annual revenue contribution. They care about that 110 bucks a month they get out of you, or the 70 bucks a month they get out of you, or whatever they get out of you. They can only lose so much of that before it starts looking bad for Wall Street and everything goes south. So all of these nightmare scenarios we're hearing, not going to happen. Because the company that does that is going to get sunk because consumers won't put up with it. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. It is the big picture. On the tell, Mikey D coming up at 9 o'clock. WMFO Medford, rip the knob off the stereo, phone a friend. Tell them it's WMFO. When we come back, our favorite things from the past week and the strangest things from the past week here on WMFO Medford.
holes in my shoes, but I'm not complaining. I'm happy, you see, and I'm still here waiting. So come and see me.
McCartney, on behalf of Rad, if you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford. You are listening to The Big Picture. We're almost through, but we're going to be here with you for a few more moments. Now time for What's Hot, which is our favorite thing from last week or this coming week. And for me this week, I'm actually very excited. Tomorrow night, it may be almost winter, but the Legends of Summer are playing tomorrow at Bostonia in the Financial District. The show starts at 10. They're one of the best bands in town. And I will be there. So if you come out, maybe you'll get a dance with me.
What's up with these Legends of Summer?
They're really fantastic.
I've heard of these guys.
I was going to say, they're really great. It's Kim Cherry's the lead singer. And then my cousin-in-law, if you will, Kellen, is the bassist. And then Alex is the drummer. It's three of them, but you would never imagine that it's just three of them. Because they really, they bring it home.
They make a lot of noise, kids.
They make a lot of noise.
That's what you're looking for.
And they just finished their residency at the Bark and Crab because they're kind of winding down.
This is what I heard. Yeah, I heard about that.
But yeah, they're fantastic. And tomorrow night at 10, I mean, they're in Bostonia. If you haven't been there before, it's an awesome venue.
Cool.
Both to get a good drink and to listen to good music.
And where are they located?
In the Financial District, just off of somewhere.
It's either State or Summer Streets. It's always one of those two down in that part of the city.
I say they are located.
Yeah, I need the address.
State Street.
State Street. All right, easy to find. State Street.
Just yeah, 131 State Street.
Go down to the old State House and.
And then walk up the street.
Walk up the street. Yeah, that's pretty much where it is.
Yeah.
First of all, I have to give a shout out to, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I have to give a shout out to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. not because I have any sort of newfound admiration for the guy, but because yesterday he repealed a 91-year-old law that prevented dancing in New York's clubs and bars and restaurants. If you did not have a separate cabaret license, you could not have dancing.
Well, go mayor.
So now you can go dance freely in New York's bars and restaurants. So take advantage of that the next time you're down there. Locally, because this is what matters. This is what you care about, unless you're going to New York.
Okay, to be fair, I've been doing that this whole time anyways.
It is back, kids. Boston Seasons, presented by Berkshire Bank, is taking place at City Hall Plaza now, the City Hall Plaza in Boston, now until Christmas. The ice rink is actually going to be there until February.
Oh, no way.
So they got the big ice rink out there, and they say they've changed it up this year. You may remember last year there was an unfortunate incident where a Zamboni drove through the wall of the ice rink. I am assuming they've reconfigured it to prevent that from happening again.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Well, it was shut down for like days while they repaired the glass wall.
Still greatest thing
that
I've
the Zamboni
heard.
Had gone through.
This is, see, stuff like that doesn't happen in Los Angeles. This is why I came back.
So City Hall Plaza, they're going to have the great big ice rink, but they're also going to have the huge Christmas market again this year.
Oh,
and,
lovely.
And there are dozens and dozens of vendors, and these are all sort of like little, you know, small businesses. These are people that make crafts and people that make neat little things. So you can go down to City Hall Plaza. I know you'd normally never do that because it's a horrible place that people like to avoid. But at this time of year,
it's true.
With the skating rink and the Christmas market, it's a place to actually go and find unique gifts, find some food. They're going to have actually some beer and wine tastings going on down there.
Things that maybe you wouldn't come across were it not for you going there.
Community stage with local groups playing. Great way to get into the holiday spirit, either after work or on a Saturday or Sunday. It's at City Hall Plaza. If you want to know more, you can go to City Hall Plaza Boston. cityhallplazaboston.com. They have all the details. Plan on making a trip because it is a European style Christmas market, and it's a nice thing to have in the city.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like a nice Saturday afternoon. And now to wrap up the show, we have That's a Thing That Happened, which is the craziest story we have from last week. For me, Tampa police said today that they are confident a 24-year-old man taken into custody the night before is the man wanted in a string of shooting deaths. Howley Donaldson III was taken into custody in Tampa's Bor City yesterday after entering the McDonald's where he worked and asking a fellow employee to watch a bag for him. The coworker approached an officer who happened to be at the restaurant and handed over the McDonald's food bag that contained a .40 caliber Glock loaded with Smith & Wesson ammunition. Donaldson was detained when he returned to the McDonald's.
The thing about putting the gun, if you're a serial killer, this is helpful advice here.
That he technically is because it's four people.
Yes.
This
is the Tampa Bay serial killer that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Worked at McDonald's. Here's some advice. Not that I wish to empower or enable serial killers, but if you put the murder weapon into a McDonald's bag, people are going to be like, wow, that's a really heavy McDonald's bag. I wonder what's in there. And then when they open it, they're going to say, oh, it's a gun.
Well, also, just maybe if you are going to put your murder weapon into a McDonald's bag, don't have someone watch it for you real quick.
Yeah. Also, not a good idea.
Yeah.
This is not one of the smartest criminals that we've dealt with.
No.
Washington State. A United States Navy air crew has had its wings clipped. On a recent Thursday in Okanogan County, a Navy pilot and his team used an EA-18 Growler warplane to draw an image of a giant penis in the sky, prompting complaints from local residents, including one mother who was worried that she would have to explain what the flying phallus was to her young children. Navy officials told local station KREM that they found the air dong absolutely unacceptable and, quote, of zero training value, end quote.
First of all, air dong is my new favorite word. I'm going to get it tattooed across
air
my
dong.
Face. And second of all, tell them it's a hot dog that, depending on the shape, end is...
It was very obviously a giant penis. And we're talking about a penis that's probably like an eighth of a mile long. I mean, this is a big penis. Big air dong flying over Washington State.
Oh, that hurts to even think about.
I love the Navy's response to this, that it is of zero training value. Is that really the standard that we need to be applying here? This doesn't have any training value.
Just so you know, this wasn't part of us teaching people to defend our country.
This is not how you fly the growler. You don't make the giant penis. So it is WMFO Medford on the Tell Mikey D is going to be coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Tis
everything
indeed.
You need to know about the Boston music scene. Programming note for us, in 2 weeks, it will be our, I think, wow, this will be somewhere along the line of the 8th holiday music battle that I've been a part of. And I believe the 5th or the 6th
dun, dun, dun.
With Chris Earle. And Shea Spillane will be one of our judges. Mike Pincus, friend of the show, will be coming back to be one of the judges.
Ooh, I'm really excited. I like judging people.
We're gonna have some other judges here. I understand Chris's dad is gonna be one of the judges. Because boy, you know, just stack the judges.